That better good. Okay. Again, remember, when you share your testimony, give the hymn a number, the hymn or page or the hymn that you'd like to sing. Share a brief testimony. We'll sing a couple verses. If it is something we don't know well, we might only sing one, but we'll sing at least one, maybe two verses of those hymns. So keep those things in mind. All right. So let's go ahead and we'll have a word of prayer, and then our choir will open up for us tonight. Father, we do love you so much, and thank you for your goodness to us, your blessings upon us. Thank you for the joy of service and fellowship. Thank you for the opportunity that we come together and sing and share testimonies, Lord, and just have a time of what we used to call inspiration growing up, Lord, just to encourage one another. Pray that you'll bless our fellowship to follow over in the fellowship hall. We thank you for the beautiful facilities that you've given us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Oh,
So let's make sure we have 2 to 3 verses, and that way we don't all have the same verse, and will give us a little more conversation. But I, too, also look very much forward to our men's fellowship on Tuesday and time of discussion. It's more than just coffee and donuts. It's also a good time of fellowship and encouragement among the men. All right, let's ask God's blessings upon our offering tonight, Brother Smith.
Heavenly Father, it has been a joy to be here this evening, and what a message we've had in song so far this evening, and we look forward to a message spoken from your word too this evening, and Father, I just pray that you would bless this and bless each gift to each giver, Father, and I just thank you for the sweet fellowship that we have here in this church. I ask and pray this now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Just stop by on my way home. Just today to thank you, but not for things I've ever mentioned here before. Not for blessings you have given or the joys you promised are in store. So as I bow before you, give me the words to express my deepest thanks. Not for what you've given, but Lord, what you took away. You took my guilt and shame, all my sinful blame became as yours. You opened wide your hand, as a guilty man, you bore my crown of thorns. You took the debt I earned, and all that I deserved on Calvary. Lord, thanks for all you've given, but most of all, thanks for what you took from me. Father, please forgive me for all the times I failed to mention this before. I've been so concerned with treasures, even went so far to even ask for more. But you've shown me, Lord, what's precious is not the things you have given me today. For their worth to me is nothing when compared to what you took away. You took my guilt and shame, and all my sinful blame became as yours. You opened wide your hand, as the guilty man, you bore my crown of thorns. You took the debt I earned, and all that I deserved on Calvary. Lord, thanks for all you've given, but most of all, thanks for what you took from me. You took the debt I earned, and all that I deserved on Calvary. Lord, thanks for all you've given, but most of all, thanks for what you took from me. What you took from me.
In your Bibles, the book of Colossians. We've had some special music. We took up an offering, and now to be a complete Baptist church, we'll have some preaching. Amen. If you're here visiting with us, we want to invite you to join us after the service. We have some soup and chili fellowship over there. This is the fifth Sunday of the month, so on the fifth Sunday of the month, we have a Singspiration, our time of fellowship, so it's a little bit different than we normally do. Next Sunday night, we'll be back on our theme, Do You Really Know What You Believe About? And next Sunday night, it will be faith. About faith, and then Wednesday night we'll be back in the book of Proverbs as we've been studying in Proverbs, and of course Sunday morning we'll be pick up again in 1 John chapter 5. It's hard to believe we've already been in 1 John chapter 5 for over a year, and I'm in no hurry, but I've enjoyed the study, I've enjoyed the preaching, and I'm looking forward to getting back into studying that this week. If you have your Bibles this morning, the book of Colossians chapter number 2, we'll begin reading verse 1 in just a moment. Here, this is a prison epistle. And the Apostle Paul is writing to the people of Colossae. And in chapter 1, he is thankful and thanking God for their faith. And then in chapter 2, he changes gears a little bit and he exhorts them in their consistency to Christ to be faithful. He refers to their walk, and that's what we'll talk about tonight. Colossians chapter 2, we'll read verses 1 through 7, but we'll mainly look in verse 6 and verse number 7 as our text. For I would that ye know what great conflict I have for you and for them at Laodicea, and for many as I have not seen yet face in the flesh, seen my face in the flesh, that their hearts might be comforted, being knit together in love, and to all riches of the full assurance of understanding, to the acknowledgement of the mystery of God and of the Father and of Christ, in whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. And this I say, lest any man should beguile you with enticing words. For though I be absent in the flesh, yet I am with you in the spirit, joying and beholding your order and the steadfastness of your faith in Christ. As ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith as ye have been taught, bounding therein with thanksgiving. Father, bless the reading of your word tonight. I pray that you'd help me in these next few moments to be a blessing and encouragement. Give me clarity of thought, clarity of mind, and clarity of speech, and we'll thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. I know when I say I'll try to be short, it usually means nothing, but really, it really will be short. I just have a little piece of paper with just a couple of notes, as it's the main theme tonight, of course, is always centered around the preaching of God's word. But we've had some wonderful testimonies. We've had some great singing and instrumentals, and looking forward to some fellowship over in the fellowship hall. But just a few thoughts tonight with a simple question: how's your walk? How's your walk? I'm not talking about your strut. I'm not talking about your regular walk, your physical walk. I'm not talking about your knees and your feet. I'm talking about your spiritual walk. And as the Apostle Paul is encouraging them to continue in your faith, I know you have not seen me. We have not seen each other as he is bound in prison. But I want to encourage you and remind you and challenge you to be faithful. Don't let where I'm at and not being able to be there to discourage you from your faith. Don't let me being bound up and locked up discourage you from continue serving the Lord, but walk ye in your faith. So how was your walk tonight, my dear friends? In verse 6 again, as ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him. Number one, walking shows action. So walk ye in him. We're not just to go for a walk. We're not just to go for a stroll. We're not just to go for a prayer walk, but we're to walk in Christ. People should know of our walk, our testimony, our lifestyle, that we are not only professing to be a believer, but we act and live like a believer. So walking shows action. So dear friends tonight, what kind of action does your walk display, your testimony display? Number two, walk shows progress. In the first part of verse number 7, are you rooted and built up in him? If you are walking in Christ, you are in the Word, you're joining us on Tuesday morning men's fellowship, you're going to be rooted and grounded in the faith. You're going to be challenged and encouraged, and to have the right kind of walk, not just that walking showing action, but how is the progress of your walk? I know I've told you several times that as I get kind of demonstrative an idea, as we serve the Lord, as long as we are walking toward Christ and growing in grace and get exciting, it's a wonderful thing. I'm not so much worried about the speed of your growth as I am worried about you going in the right direction. We all grow a little differently. There's no doubt if I go out on a walk with Brother Rob, I'm going to have to take 4 steps to his 2. Because I got short legs and he's got long legs. And for some of us, we may have to spend a little more time in the Word. We may need a little more refreshing encouragement and building up in the Word to help us because of maybe where we work. Well, I remember the years in the military. There were some times I felt like I needed a lot more time with the Lord before I faced some of those other guys before I went to work. But we need to make sure we're walking in him. And our walk should not only show action, but it should show some progress. So self-evaluation. How am I in my walk today for Christ compared to last year? How much have I gained spiritually? How many more people on the job? How many more people in the community? How many more people in school recognize there is a change in my life? but I have grown spiritually. In fact, our spouse should recognize the change when we are growing in grace. Our family, our friends, our coworker should notice, because there will be progress in our walk. And then number three, walking shows habit. The latter part of verse 7, are ye established in the faith, abounding therein with thanksgiving? I really believe with all of my heart, when we get in the action of walking and we're seeing progress in our walking, it will become habit forming. It'll be just something we strive and long for each and every day that we get up, to walk a little closer to Him, to walk with Him. The other day I was sitting in my office, and I mentioned this morning that our granddaughters came over and helped Michelle. She still has that wounded wing, and they were helping Michelle. As I mentioned this morning, I unloaded a truck, I think three trucks and a semi, to get all of her Christmas stuff in the house. And the girls came over to help her decorate and spend some time together. They had the Christmas music. And every once in a while, one of them will stop for a moment. They're through with their job and they're waiting for Grams. And Ivy came in and she knocked on the door and says, "Papa, can I ask you a few questions?" And she came in and wanted to ask me a few questions about the Bible and about heaven. And I was so interested. I'd like to ask her, I said, "Well, where are all these questions coming from? Why? And I know some of it may be from Sunday school or maybe some other areas. And I get encouraged. She said, "Well, I want to be ready when my friends at school ask me. I want to be ready and have the right answer." And one of her questions she had the other day was, I thought for myself, and Ivy is nine years old. She says, "Papa, if everything is perfect in heaven, what happened with that angel situation?" Ah, boy, this young lady's been thinking. Something's question has come up. She's been going in her mind. I said, "Well, sweetheart, 2 Peter chapter 2. Let's look what the Bible says." And so we got to the point, as I mentioned this morning, God doesn't tolerate sin. And just like He deals with today, He had to deal with some things with the angels that rose up against Him and cast them into hell. And she says, "Well, that's what I thought. But you know, I know everything is going to be perfect in heaven. And even though it wasn't before, and it is now. And I just enjoy just hearing her talk and asking these questions." And that encouraged me. And I'm seeing some action in her walk. I'm seeing some progress as she has some questions. And I'm hoping that some of her walk and questions for her papaw is habit forming, that she always feels welcome to ask me a question. That she always feels ready, that she can knock on that door because she knows I'm studying and she knows I'm preparing. "Papa, do you got a minute?" And my answer is always the same. "Always for you, sweetheart." And she'll run over and hug me. She goes, "Because I'm your favorite." And I always say, "Don't tell anybody." I don't say yes or no. I just say, "Don't tell anybody." But I want them to have that freedom and leisure to come to me. And dear friends, if we're walking with the Lord and our walk shows that we're walking with Him, and there's progress in our walk with the Lord, and it becomes habit-forming. And by the way, if it becomes habit-forming, maybe it might even become contagious for others to want to walk as well. But that habit-forming walk, if I can give that over to my kids and to my grandchildren and their desire to walk with the Lord, and I was able to close our conversation with a sweetheart, "You're always going to have questions in the Bible. You can always come and ask me. You can ask Mom and Dad. You can come and ask me. But if you really want a good answer, come and talk to your papa." No, I like for them to come and talk to me. And I want to encourage them, because I want them to have a walk from a young age, because it will help them to become that actionable walk. It'll help them to progress and will help them to be habit-forming in their walk when they become preteens and teenagers and adults. Amen. So this morning, again, this evening, friends, how's your walk? How is your walk with the Lord? How's your relationship with Him? How is your relationship with others? Is that walk signifying some action because you actually have the walk? Are you progressing, again, in your walk? Are you growing in grace and knowledge? And has it become habit forming? In other words, it's not a walk that you have on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. It's not a walk that you have on Wednesdays, but it's every day of the week. Every day of the week. Not just the buffet on Sundays, not just the Bible study on Wednesdays, but daily I am walking with the Lord because I want to make a difference. I want to have a relationship with my Lord. So as we close tonight and before we pray, I'll ask again, how is your walk? I trust that it is progressing. I hope that it is active. And I hope that it has become habit forming in your life, that is something that you long for. And sometimes, I'll be honest with you, everyone knows this already, when I get out of the bed in the morning, it's bathroom coffee pot, Boy, and then after that, it's getting Michelle her cup, and it's to my office to spend some time with my Lord. And I want it always. The coffee is always wonderful, but the highlight of my morning as I hold that warm cup is talking to my Jesus and spending time in the Lord. Let's make sure that walk is there, it's active, it's progressing, and it's habit forming, something you just don't want to give up. Let's pray. Father, we do love you, and thank you for your mercy, for your grace. Thank you for your goodness to us and your blessings upon us. Father, would you bless us as we dismiss and head over to the fellowship hall. Bless the food. Thank you so much for the ladies and others that labor to prepare the soup and the chili and fixings that go along with it. Pray that you bless it, nourish and strengthen us. Bless our fellowship around the table. May you be glorified and lifted up in all that we say and do. We ask in Jesus' name, amen. All right, as always, this preacher loves you. If I can be helped you in any way, please do not hesitate to ask. Visitors, please stay and join us. There's several crock pots lined up along the wall and the countertop in the kitchen. God bless you. Dismissed. Go ahead and make your way over to the fellowship hall, and I'll be there directly. We've already prayed, so go ahead and help yourself.